The overriding emotion for me was sadness. Sadness for the child, for the child's mother, and for the entire situation. Domestic violence is a vexing social problem. The NFL has had some high-profile cases, including this one. And the NFL, because it's a leader in society, is called upon to take action, which we are doing. We're not going to do it by ourselves, but I think we have an opportunity to make an impact. I wasn't involved because I didn't need to be. They knew what needed to be done and did it.
That you didn't.
I've asked myself that question a lot. What more could I have done? Is there somebody else that we could have consulted with? Should I have taken more time to make a decision? I don't know. We thought we had a good structure, a good support system, and we thought we had the safeguards in place in case something like this happened. I've thought about that a lot too, not just before signing him, but since. One of my concerns was the bias that anybody has in that situation. An alleged victim wants to make sure that charges are filed. An alleged perpetrator is doing everything he can to make sure that charges aren't filed. So that was part of it. But a larger concern to me was I didn't want to interfere with any criminal investigation or with any league investigation by talking to the child's mother. Well, it's something that we certainly don't want to see. We don't welcome it. We understand that it's going to happen from time to time. We try to minimize it and handle it the best we can in the most straightforward manner we can when it happens. We had a good dialogue with experts in the domestic violence field, not in Ray's case specifically, but generally prior to signing him. And we've had good discussions with them since. People like A Safe Place and Wings have reached out to us. We've got partnerships with them. But I told representatives of those agencies that I didn't want to put them in the position of it being suggested that they signed off on our decision. It was our decision, my decision, ultimately, alone. I'm honored to serve on the league's conduct committee. I haven't heard any discussion about that either on the committee or among the membership. It might be something that would be worth a discussion. I don't know if there is any consensus on that issue at all.